Donnie Smith here, and we're talking about welding, and this is part four of MIG welding. First of all, we're going to talk about, before you make the weld, you want to make sure that the parts fit tight together, and this, you know, this is required to make a good quality, proper weld. And there's several methods you can use to make sure that the parts do fit tight together. One, you can screw the parts together with, you know, self-tapping screws. You can use tack welds to help hold the parts together, clamps, vice grips, rivets, or, you know, whatever it takes to make sure that those parts are hold tight together. You don't want a gap in there that you're trying to weld. So at times, it may be necessary to even use a hammer to tap the area down to make sure that it is tied up against the part that you're welding to. Then you want to be sure that you set the welder, the welding machine. And the way you do this is kind of look at the gauge of steel that you have, look at the wire that you have, the wire size, the type of gas you're using. And then there's usually a chart. On the Lincolns that we have, it's up under the lid. Probably most welders, there is a chart, you know, on the welder somewhere. But look at those things, and it'll tell you a setting that is recommended. Now, that does not necessarily mean that's where the best setting is. That's just a starting point, because each welder's a little bit different. Everybody's techniques, you know, vary slightly. So you need to fine-tune it from there. And there's basically three ways you can fine-tune a welding machine, and that's by, you know, by sound. You know, you don't want it real poppy or anything like that. You want, you know, a real consistent hiss, you know, something like perhaps bacon frying or something like that. And then also the light that it produces, you want a steady light, a constant light. You know, if it looks like a strobe light or something like that, it's not set properly. So you're going to have to, you know, adjust that. And then also feel. You know, you can just kind of feel for it. You know, if you got too much wire, sometimes you can kind of feel it push the gun away from you or away from the piece that you're welding. And if that's the case, you know, of course, you need to turn the wire down. So that's the three basic ways to fine-tune the welding machine to your specific welding techniques. One of the problems you may have when welding is called a bird's nest. That's where the wire gets balled up inside the machine. Several reasons for that. One, you may weld the tip, the wire to the tip, and it put too much tension on the wire from the rollers and cause it to ball up in there. The liner could become clogged, wrong contact tip size. You know, there's several reasons, but basically what will happen is the wire will get built up in the machine. And if this happens, the only thing that you can do is turn the machine off, make sure it's unplugged, and then cut the wire, pull the wire out, and then refeed the wire through the liner and tip and all that. So one thing in auto body that we have to be really concerned about that perhaps you don't in other types of welding, construction, you know, thicker metal and things like that, is heat management. We got to be real careful of not to get the metal too hot. You know, we weld on thinner metals. Not only is it just thinner, it might warp it. You know, we work with high strength steels and things like that where it can actually weaken the metal, and, you know, that could result in, you know, safety issues. So there are different methods that we can use to help prevent the metal from getting too hot. One of them is stitch welding. This is where you start, you know, you weld for just a little bit, and then you trigger it back and on and off. And then you let off, let it cool, hit the trigger again. That's called triggering or stitch welding, and that helps prevent the metal from getting too hot. Another is skip welds, and that's where you weld at about a half to three-quarters inch weld, and then you go and alternate the areas back and forth of where you're welding. And that helps one area cool while you're welding the other area. And you just go back and forth in the same direction until you finally make the continuous weld. And then when plug welding, they have alternate plug welds, which is, you know, it's real similar to skip welding, except you're doing the plug welds, and you might do one in the center, and then one towards the, you know, outside, and then the other side, and back and forth until you have them all done. So that basically wraps up today what we're going to talk about. Tomorrow we might start talking about penetration and the importance of that. And but that's it for today. And check back and we'll talk more about MIG welding.